USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden hinted on Sunday the United States may stay past the August 31st deadline to get our people out of Afghanistan. Hours ago, the Taliban told Reuters, absolutely not. The United States must be out by 31 August. German military brass are reporting a firefight involving German and American troops and perhaps a Taliban fighter at the north gate of the airport. Left the Afghan fighter dead on Monday. Seven Afghan civilians desperate to enter the Kabul airport were crushed to death on Saturday, as reported by British military. Former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador, Republican Nikki Haley, tells CBS News President Biden has surrendered to the Taliban.
They're not negotiating with the Taliban. They've completely surrendered to the Taliban. They surrendered Bagram Air Force Base, which was a major NATO hub. They surrendered $85 billion worth of equipment and weapons that we should have gotten out of there.
USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tropical Storm Henri packed a punch for the Northeast on Sunday and resulted in power outages across Rhode Island and flooding nearby states. The feds on Sunday approved emergency declarations for Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York as they address the damage brought by Tropical Storm Henri. The emergency declarations activate funds and gives the federal government more leeway to intervene. Only 27 before him were able to accomplish this Major League Baseball goal. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Miguel Cabrera of the Detroit Tigers launched the 500th home run of his career on Sunday against the Toronto Blue Jays. The 38-year-old veteran took Steven Matz's yard to right center field inside Toronto's Rogers Center to become the 28th player in MLB history to have hit at least 500 home runs. Now in his 19th season in the majors, Cabrera said during spring training that he'd also like to join the 3,000 hit club this season, a milestone he is just 45 hits shy of. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As President Biden is hinting the United States may stay in Afghanistan past the August 31st deadline to get our people out, the Taliban told Reuters hours ago, absolutely not. Americans must be out by the 31st of August. Former Defense Intelligence Officer Alex Plitzis tells Fox News what he knows at this time in Afghanistan.
It's extremely messy, as you can imagine, just given the rapid nature of the collapse. The situation at the airport itself is pretty dire. So the airfield itself, it's still nearly impossible to access for a lot of folks. Our men and women in uniform are doing a tremendous job providing security and taking care of the folks who are there. And the diplomats on the ground, once again, are also ensuring that everyone is able to have their paperwork processed and be able to get out. They're really doing great work. So a group of veterans and also former other government officials from other government institutions. Yes, we've kind of banded together, and it's sort of almost a natural role. And I know that may not sound that may not sound normal to people who are listening, but if you think about it, we've been at war for about 20 years. So we have a network of folks who have been in country for random periods over those 20 years who have people who trust them. We have experience kind of navigating government bureaucracy. So we're short of acting as a force multiplier per se in terms of helping to get people information and then being able to bring them to the right folks to help extricate them.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.